3-year chronological deep dive reading program, week 19 remarks. From Pastor Troy Phelps. Hello everyone. Percent of Bible completed. 9.6% weekly readings will cover Exodus 29, Exodus 34, Sunday, Exodus 29 Monday, Exodus 30, Tuesday, Exodus 31 Wednesday, Exodus 32, Thursday, Exodus 33, Friday, Exodus 34 Saturday, 6 Steps to Passover, Part 1 Current Hash of Email Addresses in Group, 575. I hope that the pause week has been beneficial to those who were behind and that you are all caught back up in our Bible study. I'm confident that not everyone is. It's a good time to evaluate whether you should just jump back in with us here instead of continuing to be behind. We certainly don't want anyone to get discouraged and quit the study. The extra week was vital for me to do the study into the offerings that was necessary for Exodus 29. I hope you especially enjoy and benefit from that chapter. Much of what I learned I will pass on in more depth in Leviticus 1 through 8. I have received a lot of questions over the last number of weeks that I simply have not had the time to get to. Please understand that I'm not ignoring anyone intentionally. Hopefully at some point I will get back to them, but maybe not. We are now 6 weeks from Passover and I received a request this week to take a break for the next 6 weeks in order to participate in the recommended Bible study that came out in the UCG Home Office update this week. I looked at the Bible study and it's just over an hour long. That in itself isn't enough material to stop this reading program for long. However, I do want to be both supportive of the Beyond Today Bible study and give members the opportunity to have time to watch those videos. With that said, I've decided to reduce this daily reading program down to 6 days a week, instead of 7, in order to use the extra day to watch these hour-long Bible studies. The link for that Bible study is at the bottom of this email under the Sabbath, Saturday, section. I hope you each find that a nice change for the next 6 weeks.